Governor Nixon has charged his Tax Credit Review Commission with finding out which credits have the best return on investment and affect growth in the state. Tom Sullivan with the Affordable Housing Coalition says the low-income housing tax credit meets those standards, as evidenced by a study from 2007.
They pointed out that $9.60 of economic activity was generated for every dollar of tax credits issued.
But the state spent $176 million on this tax credit last year, the second highest for any single tax credit program. But Sullivan says a larger number simply means more jobs and tax revenue are being created when building housing projects across the state. Sullivan says if the commission can look past that $176 million number and instead focus on the impact, things should work out.
We're concerned, but at the same time, it's just a question of getting the information, I think, to the commission members. And I don't think they're going to, in these particular difficult times, I don't think they're going to want to cut the tax credit.
Ryan Famuliner, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.